When it comes to your finances, go for the credit card that's always there for you. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, that means no more waiting for, quote, normal business hours just to get a hold of someone. Real service from real people whenever you need it. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Welcome to the $100 MBA Show, and today is a Q&A Weekends episode where we answer your question right here on the show. If you have a question you want to ask, just email us over at support@businessrepublic.net. As always, I'm your host, your coach, your teacher, Omar Zinhome. I'm also the co-founder of the $100 MBA over at 100MBA.net. Today's question comes from Jim, and Jim asks, how do I apply my business training as a singer, songwriter, or musician? Interesting question, Jim. I'm not a musician myself, but I know musicians in our world that do make a good living, and they're not played on the radio, and their albums have not gone platinum. They marry entrepreneurship with music. I'll explain what I mean and hopefully answer your question in today's Q&A Weekends. So let's get down to business. Today's episode of the $100 MBA Show is sponsored by Design Crowd. Get your logo, your website, your business card designed beautifully at Design Crowd. Design Crowd crowdsources your design projects and gets you the best results. You get 60 to 100 different designs, but you only pay for one project fee. And check this out, Design Crowd is giving an amazing VIP discount to listeners. You'll save up to $100 on your next project if you visit designcrowd.com/MBA. That's designcrowd.com/MBA. So musicians come in different forms. I mentioned this because today's Q&A Weekend's question from Jim, how do I apply my business training as a singer, songwriter, or musician? So musicians come in different forms. They're not just the latest pop star or somebody who, you know, tours the world. And they're also not always a YouTube sensation. There's musicians that write music for scores for a movie, soundtracks to documentaries, music needed for sales videos, music needed for podcasts or shows. I mean, in fact, the music for the $100 MBA Show, the theme music we have, was written by a musician, Matt Givenisi, who does a great job at marrying music and business. If you're in the online business space, you might have heard of Matt Givenisi and his rap videos. He did one on pool care, he did one on podcasting, one on personal finance. But the point is that he uses his love for music and his talents for music in different ways. But these are just examples. There are plenty of podcasts out there that want an original piece of music that you could sell them. Same thing goes with a sales video. A musician that comes to mind is a musician named Tim McMorris. Tim McMorris is a best-selling musician that a lot of people haven't heard of because he writes music for business projects. If you head on over to audiojungle.net, you'll see it's a site where people can buy audio files, royalty-free audio files that start from even a dollar. Tim has written so many popular songs that you might have heard of in commercials, in sales videos, even podcasts, but never knew that he wrote them. And I'm looking at the site right now, and Tim McMorris has made over 55,000 sales. And at tracks that sell around at $19 a piece, you do the math, that's over $1 million in sales. Pretty good for doing something that you love and creating great art. Now, I know there's the argument that some musicians say that by doing this for commercial purposes, that you might be, quote unquote, selling out. Well, who told you that? Who is making up these rules? I actually admire musicians who write great music to help businesses out. They're impacting somebody's lives and the lives of their customers. And art comes in different forms. In a lot of ways, it's a lot harder to write a piece of music that has constraints, that has a purpose, whether it's to sell something or to make people feel a certain way for commercial purposes. So you could definitely sell your music on a place like Audio Jungle. You can also be commissioned to write music, a unique piece for certain people that would like a unique piece for their show, for their product, for their app. A lot of people are creating apps for the mobile device, games, and they need music to go along with those games, different pieces of music. So you could definitely monetize that way. My advice, if this interests you, is to start creating music with these purposes. Start creating great projects, even if it's just for your own business, and put it out there in the world. Put it out on social media. Put it on your website. Let people know that this is what you do. When people know that you can create great art, you can create great music, they're going to want to hire you. And make sure you have a system on your site to allow people to buy your music or hire you easily. Don't make it difficult for people. The point here is the first step is to be known that this is what you do. This is your expertise, that you can help them out. And the way to do that is to create work that shows that. Show people that you're capable of fulfilling their needs. Guys, I got more on today's Q&A weekends, but before that, let me give love to today's sponsor, DesignCrowd. As an entrepreneur, you are busy. And when you're busy, sometimes you neglect the important things like design. Let somebody take care of that. Actually, you can get up to 100 different designers to take care of that for you. At DesignCrowd, you crowdsource your designs. All you got to do is tell them about your project, whether it's a logo, a business card, a website design, a Facebook ad, whatever it is. And DesignCrowd then invites over 500,000 designers to check out your project. Most projects get 60 to 100 plus different designers submitting designs for you. You choose the best one and you pay one project fee. And get this, DesignCrowd is hooking up listeners with an amazing VIP discount. If you go to designcrowd.com/MBA, you'll save up to $100 on your next design project at DesignCrowd. That link again is designcrowd.com/MBA. Get your design done at DesignCrowd. Guys, the music business is just like any other business. It comes in different forms. If you happen to be in this community, online business entrepreneurship, you can really leverage the fact that you have relationships in there as a musician. There's not a lot of talented musicians that can create great music in that space. You can really serve that market. You're a valuable asset to that market. And you already have those relationships built. So you have a lot of advantages right here. There's not only one way to pursue success in music. Yes, for a lot of musicians, the ultimate is to win Grammys and be a popular musician across the world. But you also can work with world-class businesses to help their business and their brand and their customers. Something to think about. Guys, I hope you enjoyed today's Q&A weekends. I hope I answered your question, Jim. Guys, remember, if you have a question you want to ask on Q&A weekends, just email us at support@businessrepublic.net. Tomorrow, we got another question on Q&A weekends. This question comes from Mark. And Mark asks, what's the cost of your content manager? And how did you find or hire Cindy, our content manager? A very personal question, because Cindy is like family to us. She's one of the team. But hey, this is for learning purposes. We're going to be answering that question on tomorrow's Q&A weekend. So hit subscribe so you get that automatically. All right, guys, before I go, I want to leave you with this. I always believe in looking at your strengths and utilize them in your business. Your strengths are your competitive advantage. Not everybody's going to have your strengths. That's how you can compete. What are you good at? What do other people compliment you about? What is something you've been working on in your life? For me, it was teaching. And that's why I incorporate teaching in everything I do, whether it's a podcast or Webinar Ninja. The point here is that I have to utilize my strengths if I'm going to have a competitive advantage. So I encourage you to do the same. All right, guys, I hope to see you in tomorrow's episode. I'll see you then. Take care.
Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.